Vice President Mike Pence defended President Trump today, breaking his silence on the whistleblower complaint about the president asking a foreign leader, president of Ukraine, to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Here's Pence speaking in Arizona today.
And clearly in this case, there are legitimate questions that ought to be asked. And we're going to continue to ask them since the American people have a right to know whether or not the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position.
Well, for his part, the president today publicly asked not just Ukraine, but also China to investigate the Bidens.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened to China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us now. Phil, first of all, what do you make of Vice President Pence weighing in today? There's a story on the front page of the Washington Post that questions today what Pence knew about that phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine in September. Vice President Pence went to Poland to talk with Zelensky and tell him the U.S. was withholding military aid.
The question that all of Washington is trying to answer right now is what took place before the July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky, which was the subject of the White House partial transcript that animated the whole Ukraine affair. And specifically, did anyone on the American side tell the Ukrainians, we are going to cut off military assistance to you unless you do what we need you to do, which, as you heard the vice president talk about, is investigate the family of former Vice President Joe Biden. The Post story suggested that Pence played an important part of that operation, whether or not he knew what he was doing. He talked with his interlocutors in Eastern Europe about quote-unquote corruption, which since then we've learned is a code word for this Biden account that has been run by Trump potentially within the administration, but also outside of it with his own personal aides and lawyers. The Pence camp denied in the Post story that they were any part of this, that they didn't know about a Biden aspect to the trip. But as you heard today, the vice president has said this Biden storyline is real, that it bears further investigation. And so whether Mike Pence was part of it before, he's part of it now, as you heard.
Well, he says it bears further investigation. President Trump went even further today and said, as we heard there, that he actually wants a foreign power to investigate Trump's political rival, Joe Biden, and his son, Hunter, saying that he has no problem, it seems, asking China in this case for help investigating Biden. Isn't that exactly what Democrats are accusing him of doing, asking a foreign power for help in a U.S. election?
I think the president's position is that this was litigated in the United States at great detail. Certainly, we talked about it on the radio many times during the special counsel investigation about the 2016 election and the interference by the Russian government there. And Trump appears to believe that this is above board. He's been consistent all along in interviews with George Stephanopoulos and public comments before today that he thinks foreign governments becoming involved in the American political sphere is legitimate. And he appears to feel no compunction about saying openly, as you heard him say, that he not only wants this Ukraine investigation into the Bidens, but he also wants one by the Chinese. We'll see what happens, as the president says, how much activity actually follows that. But he also has made this a part of his strategy for 2020, and he also has made the conversation politically in the United States about the Biden family, about Hunter Biden, the former vice president's son, and tried to put the Biden campaign on the defensive by talking about this, as we all are, irrespective of whatever the merits turn out to be of any theoretical investigation in China or Ukraine.
Meanwhile, Phil, on Capitol Hill today, lawmakers have been hearing from Kurt Volker, who was a career State Department official who stepped down from his role amid the whistleblower complaint about Ukraine. What are Democrats hoping to hear from him?
We haven't gotten a detailed readout yet about the deposition that he gave to House investigators. But what members of Congress want to know, again, as part of the storyline about what took place between the American side and the Ukrainian side before that phone call, is who might have been involved with delivering what messages to Ukrainian President Zelensky and his camp. Volker was a State Department envoy to Ukraine for the purpose of its peace negotiations, and he helped broker a meeting between President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and Ukrainians in service of Giuliani's campaign to try to get more information about the Bidens out of Ukraine. What Democrats probably wanted to know from him is whether he was involved with anything else or delivering any other messages. Right now, because that took place behind closed doors, this deposition was not open. Mm-hmm. We still don't know precisely what he told them.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thank you.